just to do a little more on the thing of being the lost mother. Now, you said that was, what was the purpose? Was that in case something happened to the school?
Well, in case there was a bombing, and the parents were aware that that's where their children would go. Mm-hmm. You know, there were a certain amount of children that would come over. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. It wasn't too big a group, probably two dozen, you know, mm-hmm. that would come, because there weren't too many kids in that school. Mm-hmm. And each parent was aware of where their children would be. And I imagine that some of them came over that were interested in my mother, because like me, they would be working, you see. Mm-hmm. And but there was one thing, she had to be there all the time, which she was all the time during the day. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, so was there ever any time when, for other reasons, the children came over? Or
no,
was
no, they so never did.
No.
Never.
No. Okay. What kind of, when you interviewed at Lockheed, did they give you any tests or talk to you at all about your mechanical abilities?
No, I had an aptitude test, which I don't recall too well, and that's about all. They were just very glad to get people, I think. Yeah, I really did. And I wasn't interested in getting into the office, even though I'd had training, you know, in uh-huh. shorthand and typing. I wanted to, but I only worked in the factory part for 18 months. That's all I could take it, you know, because it was pretty hard work.
Yeah, you were interested in getting into the factory part?
And yes, yeah, after seeing all the movies of the glamour of it, and it, well, it was, I never regret it. I think the experience was fine.
Uh-huh. Mm. Did,
and all classes of people were there, believe me. Mm-hmm. All classes.
Mm. What kinds of people were there?
All kinds of people. People of my peers and, well, just all classes of people.
Were there any minority workers there?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. But that was, well, yes, it is, because they had codes. And a man was 30, you know, his classification number, mm-hmm. and then he'd have a 30, a male white. Mm-hmm. And a female white was 31. Mm-hmm. And now I think, I don't remember, but a male black was, well, we'll say 41, mm-hmm. 40, and the male and the black female was 41, mm-hmm. and the Orientals had the five, they went into the five units, mm-hmm. and when this changed, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but when this ethnic thing started, mm-hmm. It was appalling, really and truly. I mean, this was discrimination, you know, really and truly. And in Georgia, you know, we have a big plant in Georgia, too, Lockheed does. They had different colored cards, even, you know, for the time cards.
I see.
And that was stopped. This is getting ahead of the time. Because uh-huh. the ethnic thing, when did that start, about?
In the 60s?
Or, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with the civil rights movement, you're saying later that changed, but at the time, there was
the designation. Yes. Oh, yes.
That was interesting to me that you mentioned that there were, you said there were Oriental workers there.
Yeah.
Were they
Japanese? And
so Japanese working there also during the
war? Oh, well, wait a minute. No, of course they couldn't have been. No, because we had a concentration camp, you know, just, mm-hmm. Just a little. It was a CCC camp. Now, this is the civil something or other before the war that Franklin Roosevelt did for the unemployed.
Right.
And it was a CCC camp. And then they changed that. It's a golf course now. Mm-hmm. And that was the concentration camp where all the Japanese in that area were put in that.
And that was nearby where you
Yes,
live.
It was. Yes. Uh-huh. It was about a 5-minute drive from our house. Yes.
Uh-huh. How did you feel about that at the time?
Oh, we thought that was the proper place for the enemy, but of course it was a horrible, horrible thing to do to those people.
Uh-huh. But at the time, it was sort of...
Yeah, the Germans were there, too.
Mm-hmm.
We used to eat in a German restaurant down in Montrose, and their food was divine, and we knew the people, and
mm-hmm.
those people were placed
and
in there.
Also taken
oh, yes,
care.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then did they just shut down the
Yes, the business was out, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, out of business. And there were so many rumors about, this Japanese... He had all of this equipment down in his basement, and he was contacting Japan.
Yeah.
And there were so many rumors, but of course, they...
Yeah. Wait, did there seem to be a lot of rumors just in general about, I mean, besides just the Japanese, say, with other people? But when you said that this person accused you of signaling the enemy, I was thinking
yeah.
yes. the refrigerator line.
Yeah.
yeah. So, did people just, especially say at first, feel very afraid about spying? And
yes, kind of yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like I say, there's many, many rumors of anything that was, that now they have a Vienna Gardens there. It was run by some German people.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumors about that place were fantastic, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they had all this... elaborate equipment up there, and so
So then you think that maybe the people who were working at Lockheed might have been Chinese or some other Asian?
There weren't too many of those at that time. Now this, of course, would be after the war, you know, where these Orientals would come, because like I say, it was around the early 60s or the last part of the 50s that they began to do away with all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Now, let's say to go back to October in 42 when you had applied there, was there a set of things that you had to do to get ready? I mean, you must have gone back with this folder. How long was it between the time when you came back with the folder and said you wanted to apply?
It was about a month, yeah.
Uh-huh. So there's a month in there. And then when you came in, did they hire you right away?
Right, yeah, right. Well, there was a place called Adele's. I don't know what they did. I think... a subsidiary work for the aircraft, and that was just up the street from Lockheed, and I stopped there first, and all they had was graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to Lockheed then and told them that I couldn't work swing shift because I had small children. There was no problem whatsoever. I could have told them that in September, and that would have, but I was shy or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
and there was no problem whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did they say, we'll call you, or...
No, they told me when to come back to work, and I don't know when it was, probably in 2 days or
uh-huh.
a day, or I don't remember, but
uh-huh.
just...
So did you have much time? It sounds like you sort of walked in, and then that was...
No, I guess I had to go out and buy some shoes that were closed. Yes, I must have had instructions what to do, because I had to wear pants and a top, and clothes, shoes, and I had to get a hat to cover my hair, and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Have you ever worn slacks before?
I'm sure. Well, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, shorts and
mm-hmm.
oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you, it was. You, did you have to go and buy a special set for working there?
I think I did, because I wanted to have what I thought was the uniform at the time. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which was denim and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get denim and clothes, shoes. And,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did the outfits look like? Were they just regular slacks and a blouse, or were they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A shirt type, similar to what you have on now.
Mm-hmm.
Shirt
so
type.
Like a short sleeve even.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I know we had to wear our hair covered though. That was, and no jewelry. We couldn't wear watches, you know, because it would be caught on the machinery or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What kind of, you mentioned the hat, what kind of...
It was a little plastic round job you just put on your head, you know, and tucked your hair all in. Just like, well, almost like a shower cap.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was. I guess it was a shower cab.
Did they have a bill on them or anything? Or?
Gee, I don't remember. They probably did.
I know, it seems like in the different plants. It's
Yes, they did have a little bill in front. Yes, yeah, that's right, they did.
I see. Did you have to buy any tools or?
No, you go to the, what do they call it, tool bin, tool?
Crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know more about it than I do.
No, I just know that term.
Yeah, tool crib, that's right, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we go to the tool crib and go, oh, they sent me after left-handed monkey wrenches and all sorts of, you know. The new ones, they do all that, too.
Oh, they play little...
tricks on you, oh, yes.
Uh-huh. So they send you after a left-handed...
Yeah, that's what I went after one. He had to have a left-handed monkey wrench. They thought that was hilarious. And then there were many other things. I don't remember what they are now, but they had all crazy ideas.
Uh-huh.
And one thing, it was so strange to me working in a place like that because I'd been... more or less coddled all my life, you know, with friends and close friends and family, and not too much out in the harsh world. And I was off sick for 2 days, and when I came back, I was so amazed that no one was solicitous, you know, how do you feel, or, I mean, no one cared. And then, too, almost every day, there was one of the workers leaving to go to war, you know, to sign up to go to war as his number came up or as he enlisted or whatever. And this was at first heartbreaking for me, you know, this person that I've known for 2 whole weeks or whatever, you know, he's leaving, you know, and but you soon became hardened to that. There were so many, you know, kept going.
It sounded like that when you first went in, that first day that there were still quite a few men left.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Well, there still were.
Uh-huh. Did you get any reaction from them to you being there? I remember you said something about your supervisor.
Yeah, well, quite a few of them didn't care about women because they didn't like women doing the same type work we did. Now, when became proficient. Well, after I'd been there 6 months, I realized that I was indispensable, you know, to the place. But they had a, they were going to open a plant in Fresno. Mm-hmm. And they had to have the people trained. So they brought them down here. And I guess they paid them while they were staying here. Mm-hmm. And they came to work. And they were all men.
Mm-hmm.
And the women had to train them. Now, some of these men were very, very resentful of being told by a woman what to do and how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were of a lower caliber type person than we had working with us there in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe that. I don't want to put it too indelicately, but...
Yeah. So did it seem to you that the men who were working at La Cabinita there had been working there for very long?
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends. It was 1940. Well, you see, the war had been on for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the majority of them came in after the war had started because it was just a dinky little place, you know, before.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And there wasn't much activity or doing whatever. And all around Lockheed and all the defense plants, naturally, there was camouflaging, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the canopies up above and paintings, and the plants were painted different scenes with trees and whatever on them.
What kinds of things was it?
Well, they even had one very detailed thing about it. Dog up against a tree. You know, they had that. Someone had a sense of humor. Now, my son worked before he was 16, when he was 15.
Mm-hmm.
They had little restaurants across the street from the plant where we'd eat. So I got him a job as a busboy in one of those. And what brought that to mind was the camouflaging, because one day the camouflaging caught fire, you know, right above the restaurant where he was working, you know. And there was a big scandal about that sabotage and all of this. It was electrical wiring, for heaven's sakes, yes. But, of course, that's the first thing that comes to the mind at that time, sabotage. Mm-hmm. But he worked at that for, I don't know, for several months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they had some elaborate scenes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did that, with the orchestra from Fresno, that made me think of Migrant from Oklahoma, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Were there many?
Oh, yes. Like I told you, all classes of people.
Mm-hmm.
Really, there were some semi-wealthy people, and Aldo Ray, is it Aldo Ray, had his band working there.
Mm-hmm.
And
on the line? Or?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. He worked during the day, and then they performed at night, whenever they had to perform at night.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had presidents come through. We had vice presidents come through. And we had entertainment, you know, just like they entertained the troops.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Lyndon Darnell was one of the principal entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
And
When would you hear the entertainment?
I guess they let us out, probably on the lunch hour, you know, time. Mm-hmm. Lunch 45 minutes. No, half hour's all we got.
Mm-hmm.
Then. And we worked Saturdays, and we worked overtime Saturdays, providing we worked during the week.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have your full 5 days during the week to get paid overtime for Saturday. Otherwise, because so many people could miss a day, like mm-hmm. Thursday or Wednesday, and then get time and a half for Saturday, so they wouldn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then many of the men worked every Sunday, too, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What hours did you work? I
worked factory hours at that time, 7 to 3:30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how long did it take you to get from your house to...
Oh, it was only about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We had rides, of course, you know, you pool your ride. I always had a ride
mm-hmm.
at that time. Mm.
Did you ride over with friends of yours from Tahoga, or did you have
Yes, some people I knew. You mm-hmm. pay them so much. Well, this one woman, I rode with her for the longest time. She had a big station wagon. She carried about 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm.
Did, I was just thinking about the first day that you went on the job. How are you feeling in terms of did you expect that it would be easy or hard work?
I didn't know. Like mm-hmm. I say, all I knew about riveting was that big thing where they dig up the pavements, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't know. I didn't concern that because...
Mm-hmm. Were you nervous at all about
this? Oh, yes. Oh, of course.
Uh-huh.
Oh, very. Because I didn't know what was going on.
Uh-huh.
Ultimately, what I was when I was in production was called a skin fitter. And on the bulkhead, triangular pieces of skin had to be fitted in to this opening. So we had a bank of, I think there were 7 lights, 4 on top and 3 on the bottom, of huge lights to heat these skins. And we had to drill holes and put clecos. Do you know what they are? They're little things with, you have a cleco gun and you open and push them in and then let it go and they hold the skin.
So
like
a toggle bolt?
Yeah, something like that. You've interviewed other people in production, so you know.
I think I've used that term before.
Clecos,
yeah.
Yeah. It fastens the two, the thing too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember how we got it fastened up there to begin with. probably just one or two, you know, and then this heat would stretch the skin, mm-hmm. and we'd have to, oh, I know what it was. When we drilled a hole, we had to drill this way and pull it up, and then when we pulled the clico in it, that would stretch it. Mm-hmm. And
so you had it sort of in an arc then, or?
Well, just kind of pull it up so that it would stretch, you know, mm-hmm. to, so it would be tight. It mm-hmm. could not buckle. We could not buckle.
What were the skins made out of?
Alco, aluminum alloy. Yeah, I remember Alco written on red letters, Alco. Alcoa, uh-huh. yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was an alloy of aluminum and whatever they mm-hmm. mixed with it.
And then there were, you said, like lights that would heat the...
This bank of lights, the stand, you know, we'd have that up against there. Mm-hmm. And it would heat them, and we'd be on the other side putting it in. And in the summer, it was unbearable up there. It really was. We'd perspiration all down. Mm-hmm. And, we botched up so many things. God. We learned how to patch. Because you can't go right through, make a great big hole. I don't know how those things stayed up. But it was very interesting. It really was. But the only, it wasn't hard work physically. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have to lift big things or do big things or tote anything. Mm-hmm. But it was 7 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock you had a 10-minute break. Mm-hmm. And then you worked till 11:30. You had half-hour lunch, and you worked again until... I forget what time the next break came, and it was only 10 minutes, and then you'd work till 3:30, and that was 6 days a week. That's quite a much, it really is. Mm-hmm. And after 18 months, I realized that was not for me, so I put in, I talked to the counselor, the head counselor, women counselors and men counselors, mm-hmm. and I talked to her, and she got me a job in an office then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to that because I want to ask you more about that counselors. But just to backtrack a little bit, the first place you went to work, and you say like the first couple of days they gave you like a day and a half of practice.
Either a day and a half or 2.5 days. That's absolutely all we had.
Just a little time.
Yes, and then work on the ships. Right, went right to work on mm-hmm. the ships.
Did they give you any kind of tour of the plant, or did they have any kind of orientation for the new workers?
They must have had. I really don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Did with the women's counselor, did you find out about her as soon as you were hired, or was that something that you learned about?
No, this friend of mine that went to work in, one of them that went to work in September, mm-hmm. I was having trouble with my menstrual problems, you know, and I mm-hmm. just wasn't cut out for that kind of work, that's all. Mm-hmm. She went to the counselor mm-hmm. and told her that I should be put on office work, that I shouldn't be out there, and that's when, I don't think I would have ever done it I would ultimately, I think, but mm-hmm. but then they put me in a place called Small Tool Repair in an office there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I worked there until the war was over, and then I was displaced by a GI. You know, he came back from the war, and they let those people come in, and I had mm-hmm. to find another department to work in. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now, they gave you the title of General
Assembler.
Assembler,
right?
When you first went in. Now, what different kinds of things were you expected to be able to do as a General Assembler?
Just what I did, rivet and buck, yeah. Uh-huh. I got to use different kinds, an air gun, too. Mm-hmm. And my son was appalled. I used to borrow his drill and have him come up and do things, and I thought, well, that's stupid, my gosh. I used to be an expert driller. So I went down and bought a Black and Decker drill, and he said, my God, are you going to use that? He said, I used to do it all the time, you know, mm-hmm. no problem. And
when had you done drilling before?
Well, on the ship, where I had to drill these holes, you know, to put the clico through.
Oh.
You know, I had an electric drill. I had to drill the little holes, mm-hmm. and then we put the clico in. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying this is years later when you...
Oh, yes, just about 5 or 6 years ago. And he said, well, it's been a long time that I have no fear of the drill, you know.
Yeah. Now, at that time when you first went into work with those tools, were you afraid of them at all?
I don't think I had sense enough to be. No, we were given glasses, and we could not wear gloves, you know, or anything to catch. They cautioned us all of this and safety.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have safety talks.
Mm-hmm.
And I signed up for first aid. We had a thing of first aid. I got involved with that, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you were taking all in a group to this first
job, the whole bunch of us.
Uh-huh.
I think there were 10 or 12 of us.
Mm-hmm. And there weren't any other women?
No, we were the first women on that.
Uh-huh. How did the men react when you...
Well, like I say, some of them, Bob Ward, he was appalled. And some of them, it was about half and half. Some of them didn't, and then some of them were fine. They just accepted us. Maybe some were glad to see us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bunch of women, it kind of lightened their day.
Was there much flirting or?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, there was an awful lot of that.
Was it teasing back and forth, or did the men kind of?
Some of it was very serious, and oh yes, it was. Oh, there were many scandals and many things. I'm gonna.